The shiur today is on really Yud Gimel till Yud Zayin, the whole sugya of Torah and Neshamas Yisrael. But it's different than yesterday's shiur, the shiur for Monday, in other words. The shiur that I gave you on Monday, I discussed with you the idea that Torah has Atzmus and Neshamas Yisrael have Atzmus. The Atzmus that's found in Torah is similar to us, Al Derech Moshe. The Atzmus of Magda, the Mashpia, and essentially the Atzmus as it is in Torah is mitzvahs. Hashem gave us commandments, new mitzvahs. Each mitzvah is an even Atzmus. Neshamas Yisrael are like the Nukva, like the feminine, who receives the inspiration, the Tipa Atzmus, which are represented by the mitzvahs, which are the mitzvahs, and then a yid does the mitzvahs, and when a yid does the mitzvahs, so then they're planting seeds which are going to produce gilia atzmus lasad lovi. That was the discussion we had yesterday. Today we're going to have really what amounts to the classic discussion. In the typical discussion, the classic discussion about neshamas yisrael and teira, the essence of it is that teira is giloyim, is the Eibishter's light, and neshamas yisrael are the Eibishter's essence, and they need one another. What the light lacks, neshamas yisrael, who are the essence, have, and what Neshamas Yisrael, who are the essence, lack, the Torah provides. So I'm going to have with you, like I said, a very classic, very typical discussion. Last year I had this discussion. Every year this discussion comes up usually one time. And it's one of the most important in Yonim and Chassidus, and the Rebbe mentions it in quite a few sichas. If you want to see it, the more recent sichas in Toldos Nun Beis, Toldos Tavshin Nun Beis, there are two Mogedik sichas. I forgot which one it is, but one of the two talks about this very subject. The balance or the interaction between Torah and Neshamas Yisrael. Let us begin this way. There are contradictions in Maimonides Chazal. There are machlokes, if you will. There's conflict in the Maimonides Chazal about Torah and Neshamas Yisrael. On the one hand, you have the famous Zohar. What does the Zohar say? The Zohar says, Klas Kishrin, Miskashra, and Dabada, there are three things that are knotted, they are tied to one another. And what are they? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Brichu, Eiraisa, and Yisrael. Torah, Hashem, Torah, and the Jewish nation. And we say, Yisrael is Kashrinu bi Eiraisa, the Jewish people attach themselves to the Torah, and Eiraisa b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Torah attaches itself to the Eibishter's Kadosh Baruch Hu. And of course you have this idea of Ius Sosim Vagalia. You have Galia the Neshamas Yisrael, and then you have Sosim the Neshamas Yisrael, and Sosim the Neshamas Yisrael is Mekusha to Galia Shebeteira. Galia Shebeteira is Mekusha to Sosim Shebeteira, and Sosim Shebeteira is Mekusha with Galia Shebeteira Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is how it's in Zohar. It gets fancier. But okay, income, that's not important. The important thing is that the Neshamas Yisrael are attached to Torah, and Torah attached to the Eibishter. Looking at this statement from the Zohar, just for face value, the distinct impression that you get is that Torah is closer to Hashem than Yidden, and Yidden's connection to Hashem is through the Torah. If not for Torah, we would have no connection to Hashem. And that makes total sense. Right? You go out into the Welt, you go outside of Lubavitch, that's a very simple supposition. A Yid's Metzias is Torah, because through Torah he has a connection to the Eibishter. No Torah, no connection to Hashem. Period. Here's the problem. There's another Maimon Chazal. It's not a Zohar, it's a Medrash, which says exactly the opposite. It says in the Medrash, and you have it here inside, and it's so interesting, you'll read in Toldos Nun Beis with the Ha'aras, you'll see the different girsis in the Medrashim. The Rebbe Rashab here quotes the Medrashim correctly. He brings up the Medrash Rabbe in Bereishis and Tanud Ve'el Yo. In a lot of places in Hasidus, they cut and paste, they make the two Medrashim into one Medrash, but the Rebbe Rashab over here on page Yud Gimel quotes the Medrashim correctly. But I'm going to tell it to you the way it's abbreviated the Chassidus. Let me just give you this little piece of information as a background. There are kama v'kama, zohars, and Maimonides Chazal that are found in Chassidus that don't exist. Kama v'kama, and usually it's the most important ones. I mean, for example, the one I just quoted before, Klas Kishmas Gashon Dabada Yisrael Be'erayt Adam Kutsh Brichu, it exists, but not that way. The Medrash Zohar is written differently. This is how the Chassidus quotes it. But there are quite a few very Yesaidas, the Kezayas, and Medrashim that don't exist as they're quoted in Chassidus. For example, Tanya Perik Beis, Isa Bezer, Manda Nafach, Metechia Nafach, no such Zayah. And I can go on and on. Some of the most critical zayers in Midrashim, Sayyid Chassidus, don't exist. So there's two things you have to know in response. Number one, usually there is a zayir or medish which says more or less that. And when you look in the Rebbe's Maimorim and Maram HaKemis, one of the Rebbe's greatest contributions to Chassidus is Maram HaKemis, he'll tell you where to find a similar zayir or a similar Maim HaChazal. If you look in the Maimorim of the Rebbe, the Mugadikir, quite often they'll quote a zayir, and at the bottom of the page it'll say, look at the Teira, Teira's Chaim, Ura'ei zayir. The Ura'ei zayir means that's the closest zayir to this point found. The way the zayir is quoted doesn't exist, but this is how it's brought to Chassidus, Ura'ei zayir. So the first thing you have to know is that usually you'll find a more or less a similar zayir or medish that's quoted to Chassidus. Number two, all, and I believe that this is a correct statement, all of these medrashim zayirs that are misquoted to Chassidus are the Alter Rebbe's. When the Alter Rebbe used to say Chassidus, as you know the story, I've told it to you once at length last year, I gave you a shiur on it. When the Alter Rebbe said Chassidus, he was in heaven, finished, he wasn't here. And the Alter Rebbe wanted that when they used to write down his Maimorim, they should write them down word for word, because the Alter Rebbe felt that in his Maimorim you have to be Medayik and Oisis, every word is exact. The Mittler Rebbe, and certainly the Rebbeim after the Mittler Rebbe, did not feel that way, just the Alter Rebbe. But the Maimorim of the Alter Rebbe are mamish from heaven, straight from heaven. Tell him in Hashemayim. When the Alter Rebbe would say Chassidus, he was someplace else altogether. And therefore, the language of Alter Rebbe's Maimorim is very exact. So all these misquotes of Zayars and Midrashim are directly attributed to the Alter Rebbe, which is why the Rebbe would always show you where it's found on the Alter Rebbe. And then he'll say, oh, by the way, there's also a similar Medrash or a similar Zayar. Now, how do you have a misquote of a Zayar or a Medrash, especially something which is a cornerstone of Chassidus? So there's a lot of hesbedim. One of them, of course, is that the Alter Rebbe is a market himself. I remember once the Rebbe was talking about a certain very controversial point, and the Rebbe said, I don't know what people want from me. He said, I'm quoting the Alter Rebbe, as ich den Alter Rebbe. I, the Alter Rebbe? Wo der Alter Rebbe hat das genommen, darf ich nicht wissen. How the Alter Rebbe got this, I don't know. Efter hat um Atmos um Hus allein gesagt. Maybe David should told him himself. I remember hearing those words from them. I can show you inside. Efter hat um Atmos um Hus allein gesagt. David himself told the Alter Rebbe, nicht kein Kassus. But all of these, so to speak, misquoted Medrashim and Zayers are the Alter Rebbe's. One of the more familiar ones is the one that's found here on page Gimel. But over here, the Rebbe Rashab quotes it correctly. The Maimorim combined, if you look on page Gimel, a little bit half past the midway point, you have a Medrash Rabba Reish Pashas Bereishis. And then the next line, you have a Tanad Veil Yohu. In most places in Chassidus, those two Medrashim are made into one Medrash that says as follows. It's written in Tanad Veil Yohu. What is Tanad Veil Yohu? Tanad Veil Yohu is a medrash written by a half malach, half man. Eliyahu HaNavi. Tanad Veil Yohu was written in times of the Shas. Eliyahu HaNavi used to come and teach in what was called Devei Eliyahu. Devei means the yeshiva of Eliyahu, the house of Eliyahu. And there's Tanad Veil Yohu Rabba and Tanad Veil Yohu Zut. You can buy it in stores. It's not an exotic sefer. And this is medrashim from Eliyahu HaNavi. And the Tanad Veil Yohu, it says, Shnei Dvarim Kadmu La'elam. Two things were created before the whole world. Teira and Neshamas Yisrael. The Eini Yedea, says Eliyahu HaNavi, I do not know, me kodam la me, which came first, Teira or Neshamas Yisrael. So the Zayah says, that the Medrash says that the Eibishter made two things first, Teira and Neshamas Yisrael, and he doesn't know of the two which precedeth which. Then Eliyahu HaNavi says, when I look into the Teira, and I see that the whole Teira is commandments to the Jewish nation, Savas B'nei Yisrael, Dabar B'nei Yisrael, Emet B'nei Yisrael. Oymer Ani, so Eliyahu HaNavi says, I say, it is my opinion, Machshavton Shal Yisrael, Kod Moloch Odom, that the thought of the Jewish nation precedeth all, and if you look inside, the word Machshavton Shal Yisrael is a part of the Medrash Rav, not a part of the Tanad Veil Yohu, that's the cutting and pasting. Machshavton Shal Yisrael, Kod Moloch Odom, even to Machshav Esakei. Shmuel. Yeah, so we have a medrash that says, and the way Chassidus paraphrases it, it's a medrash from Tanad Veil Yohu, that there are two things that come before everything else, Teira and Yidin, and I say Yidin are higher than Teira. What's the proof? Because Teira is commandments of the Jewish people. So if you've paid attention, we have machlokes, really. Two medrash. The Zayah says, Teira is higher than Yidin, Vaharaya, through Teira, Yidin, I can't get to the Eibishter. And Eliyahu HaNavi, the Tanad Veil Yohu Rabbi says, no, faket. Yidin are higher than Hebe of the Bengal. Yidin are higher than Teira, Vaharaya, that the Torah is a commandment to the Jewish people. So the obvious question is, which is true? Is the Zohar true and the Medrash is not literal? Or is the Medrash true and the Zohar is not literal? Is it the Pshat that Yidden are connected to the Eibishter through the Torah? Or that Fakeh, Yidden are closer to the Eibishter than the Torah itself? Now, in case that's not enough of a conflict, I'm going to bring you a third Medrash. But this third Medrash is not a Zohar, it's not a Medrash. It's in the Sefer HaBohir, and it's on page Yudalad in your Maimon. Sefer HaBohir. Sefer HaBohir, for those who do not know, you can buy it, it's also published with Mefarshim also. Sefer HaBohir is a Sefer written by Reb Nechunya ben Akana. Reb Nechunya ben Akana lived before Rabbi Akiva even. Reb Nechunya ben Akana lived in time of Sefer Beis HaMikdash, if I'm not mistaken. And he really has Kabbalah Sfarim that are not only before the Zayar, they're apparently even before the Sefer Yetzirah. The Zayar was written by Reb Shem Bayechoy. The Sefer Yetzirah was written by Avraham Avinu and probably written down by Rabbi Akiva, who was the Rebbe of Reb Shem Bayechoy. We also have Kabbalah from Reb Nechunya ben Akana. There's quite a few Sfarim of his published, but they're very complicated how they're his. But the Sefer HaBohir is a Medrash Nechunya ben Akana. Sefer HaBohir is a very interesting Medrash. You open it up and read it and you don't have a clue. I mean, it's written in Hebrew, it's not Aramaic, you don't have that excuse. It speaks straight and you're absolutely clueless. Sefer HaBohir is the deepest Kabbalah. One of the many exotic, incomprehensible statements in the Sefer HaBohir is that David hoya makasher Torah shalmaila im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David, who was a Jew, used to connect the Torah above with the Eibishter. Torah is connected to the Eibishter, and David used to make the connection stronger. Now David is a neshama. So this Sefer HaBohir, like the Tanat V'Elyahu, also indicates something to the effect that Yidden are higher than Torah, and Yidden are forget David the Melech is doing Torah a favor. He's connecting Torah to the Eibishter. So we have a machlekes in Mamar Chazal or Stira Mamar Chazal. The Zohar says that Torah is higher than Yidden. Forget Torah connected to the Eibishter, and the Tanat V'Elyahu Rabbe and the Sefer HaBohir say to the contrary, Yidden are higher than Torah, and Yidden connected Torah to the Eibishter. This is the, so to speak, the Shalom Aleichem, the contradiction. Okay. Now, here goes the beginnings of the answer. The answer essentially is the following. You have to understand that Torah and Yidden are the same yet different. Torah is called Elokus, and Yidden are called Elokus. But they're inverse systems. They're exactly opposite from one another, like male and female, like Zohar and Nukva. Every mile that Torah has is a chasadon and a Shomet Yisrael. Every mile that Shomet Yisrael has is a chasadon and Torah. And what we have is a symbiotic relationship. Torah gives something to Yidden that Yidden don't have, and Yidden gives something to Torah that Torah does not have. And this phenomenon, this concept, this inyan, that Torah has things that it gives Yidden and Yidden have things that it gives Torah, is the way we resolve this question about which is higher, Torah and Shamas Yisrael, what the Zayar says. That Torah are higher, but for Machad Atid, and the Medrash Tanjel Yahu, and the Sefer HaBohir are mashma that Shamas are higher than Torah. Now, what are the issues? Issues are as follows. In Chassidus, you will find two Mishalim for Torah. There are two Mishalim throughout Chassidus for Torah. And they are, Torah is called Hashem's light, and Torah is called Hashem's wisdom. And I'll get back to them in a moment. In Neshamas Yisrael, we find two Mishalim for Neshamas Yisrael. And they are, the Neshamas Yisrael are the Eibishter's children, and the Neshamas Yisrael are the Eibishter's chosen ones, nivcharim, ata v'chartanu. I'm going to say that one more time. When it comes to Torah, we have two mishalim. Torah is oir, and Torah is chochmah. Torah is Hashem's infinite light, and Torah is wisdom. Neshamas Yisrael are Hashem's children, and Neshamas Yisrael are Hashem's chosen ones. To be sure, light is higher than wisdom. The idea that Torah is Hashem's light is a higher level than being Hashem's wisdom. And chosen is higher than a child. It says in the Maimorim from the Rebbe, the Mugidik Maimorim, that being a nivchar, being chosen, is even on a higher level than being a child.
Which one is higher?
Er is higher than chachma, and nivchar is higher than ben. Now, what do we know about these two systems? Let's talk about light. Let's start with light. What do we know about light? Rule number one we know about light is that it reflects the source. Oyed mein amoyed. Every quality that you have in the source comes down into the light. Right? Like the sunlight reflects everything about the sun. The Ein Sof light reflects everything about the Eibishter. Hashem is Ein Leitchila. The light is Ein Sof. Everything you have in the Eibishter, you have in His light. That sounds good, right? There's another thing about light. In addition to the rule of Eid Mein Amor, that everything in the source is reflected in the light, there is another positive quality about light. What is that? That Oid is dovuk v'mo'ed. Oid is always and constantly attached to its source. You separate light from its source, it goes dark. Light must constantly be attached to its source. Which leads us to the third mile in light. That is, in addition to light having everything the source has, and light being attached to the source, wherever the light goes, it reveals, it's megale moed, it reveals the source. I'm going to say those three things again. Number one, light has every quality the source has. Number two, light is always attached to the source. And number three, light always reveals its source. Okay, sounds good, yeah? What's the missing link? What's the chasarin in it? Does anybody know? Huh? Oh, that's right. The chesed in the light is, it's only a ha'orah. It's the shine of the source. The essence does not exist in the light. In light, you don't have essence. You have just a ray, a reflection. This reflection may have every quality the essence has. It may be attached to the essence. It may reveal the essence. But it's never the essence. It has everything about the essence. It's constantly attached to the essence. It introduces the essence to wherever it goes. But it is not essence. So the milas of Oyd are Me'ein Hamoed, which means it has everything from the source, it's attached to the source, and it reveals the source. But the Chesar Nevoed is that it's only Ha'ara and not Etzim. In light, you have only the light, you don't have the essence. Because Sof Kol Sof, Atzmus is a bigger mile than Giluyim. What about children? Children have exactly the opposite milas. The positive thing about a child is barakara davua. A child is a piece of his father and his mother. The essence of the parent is invested in the child. Like I explained it to you yesterday and last week. The whole definition of creating a child is you're giving your child yourself. But not just your smarts or your sensibilities and sensitivities and talents, whatever. You're giving your child your own essence. In a child there's the essence of father and mother. So the child has what light doesn't have. The very essence of the father is found in the child. What are the chesrinis of a child? As I explained it to you in the previous year, I had to get a video camera for just the way people are. All the different positions in which the body topples when it falls asleep. I used to go on Miftayim. So I had a guy who used to watch the Rebbe on television. Yeah, the Rebbe was on television. So I come to him the Friday after, I was all excited, I said, "Nu, what do you think?" He said, "It was very wonderful, very interesting." He said, "But I noticed something very strange. Behind the Rebbe, there was a man with a white beard." I said, "Okay." And he was sitting there going like this. I said, "Okay, he must be paying attention to the Rebbe." And then he was going like this. So I said, "Okay, that must be it's a figure, a very stachet and idiosyncrasy." And then I noticed his head was going down. And then it would come up, I figured that was okay. He said, but then his head went down. And it didn't come up! The poor guy fell asleep sitting right behind the Rebbe on television. And it didn't come up! He says, "I couldn't understand that." His point is well taken. But okay, some guys fall asleep like this. Other guys fall asleep like this. But the best of the guys are fall asleep like this. Okay, Nu Yidin. All on the tape. Your mother have to describe to her all the tziyudim that I showed you. Okay, but the vial, most of you woke up for the meantime. Okay, at least those who were falling asleep, not already asleep. Okay, the Gemara tells that Rabbi Akiva was telling Tehret his Talmidim, and he saw they were sleeping. Okay, don't fall asleep again. I have no more jokes. I'm joke depleted right there. Now, so let's talk about the Neshamas Yisrael. Even you woke up. Very good.
Those are all the jokes you had.
Okay. No, I have to stop trying to be a comedian. Look in the mirror, my friend. Okay. Neshamas Yisrael, the Eibishter's children. The mile of a child is his whole essence. But you know what else is the inyan of a child? The fundamental definition of a child is that he's separate from his parents. I emphasized this yesterday very strongly. A child who grows up and doesn't separate from his parents is sick. The criteria of healthy maturity is independence. And from a perspective of philosophy, it's the free will. Children are not a reflection of their parents. They are a reflection of their parents, but they're a reflection of their parents in as much as their parents are not a reflection of their parents. The whole idea of a healthy person is he comes from his parents, he has the essence of his parents, and he's separate from his parents. That's the deepest thing a parent gives his child, is the ability to separate. It's true psychologically, and it's true spiritually, and it's true mystically, and ultimately it's the idea that you have the ability to be free to make your own choices. Your child has that same ability. So the maila of Neshamas Yisrael is that they have the essence of the Eibishter. The chesaron of Neshamas Yisrael is that they're emphatically separate. If a Yid would be revealed godliness, if a Yid would be Mein Amoed, he wouldn't have free will. He'd be davuk to the Amoed, exactly. Exactly, he wouldn't be himself. If a Yid would reveal Elokus, Bepashtus, if a Yid come into the world and he would reveal the Eibishter, so there would be no Yid. So you have mamash inverse systems. They're two sides of a coin. Each one has what the other one lacks. Torah is ma'ir zoyed, light, with all the advantages of it. Me'ein amoyed and davuk b'moyed and gili amoyed. It's like the source, it's attached to the source and reveals the source, but it's not essence. Neshamas Yisrael, on the other hand, are essence. They're not attached to the source in a revealed way. They certainly don't reveal the source, and they don't reflect the source. So you've got these two systems, these two concepts of Elokus. Now, in the context of the Maimed, this is Mashpia Makavel. Torah is Mashpia and Shem Svelim Makavel. What does that mean? Torah overtly reflects the Eibishter. Torah is Metzias, is Gili Elokus. A Yid learns Torah, he's connected to the Eibishter. A Yid learns Torah, he's seeing the Eibishter, he's experiencing the Eibishter. Period. A Yid can be fried. A Yid can devote his entire life to fighting with Elokus. It's happened in our history more than once or twice. He is Elokus, and yet his entire existence is committed to the defiance, to the violation, to the discrediting, to the denial of Elokus. Why? Because the Elokus is hidden in him. Where is Elokus revealed in Torah? On the other hand, Torah is not the Eibish, it's only the Eibish's light. A Yid is the Eibish of Mamish. Etzem, Chelik Elokam, Mimal, Mamish. So let me ask you the dumb but mandatory question. Which is better, Torah and Neshamas Yisrael? Right, this is the age-old question. Which is better, Giloyim or Atzmus, Torah and Neshamas Yisrael? And of course the answer is, when you look at them for face value, of course Torah is better. Torah is Elokus, Torah Eid, and Neshamas Yisrael is Chesha. But as you get past the surface, and you see beneath the surface, you see the deeper levels, you find out that Tfaket, Neshamas Yisrael are much higher than Torah. Why? Neshamas Yisrael have a piece of Hashem inside themselves. Torah has nothing of the sort. Any questions or comments? Okay. Your comment was, yeah. In the source, Neshamas Yisrael are first, and Torah is second. But in Hishtashos, in Giluyah, the way it manifests in the world, Torah comes first and Neshamas Yisrael comes second. Torah reveals the Eibishter. Torah is the blueprint of the creation.
Why is it Neshamas Yisrael has a concern?
No, but the Elokus is Helam. The Elokus is the Helam. By the way, Neshamas and Gan Eden are also Behelam. You'll learn in Chassidus, and I mentioned this in the shir I gave you on Monday, Bekitzer, as I was leaving, that Neshamas Yisrael come from Kelim, and Torah comes from Eidus. Which is higher, Eidus or Kelim? You remember page Zion, the page Vav at the bottom and page Zion? In Giluyim, Torah is higher. In Atzmus, Kelim are higher. That's why Eidus Nimshach and Kelim, because the Sheresh HaKadim of Kelim to Eid. So when you look at it, you see light as advantage, as advantageous, I should say.
Because it's
Mein Amoed. But if you get past the Giluyim, you discover that the Sheresh Hashem Yisrael is an Asmos, even though in Ishtashot, Hashem Yisrael comes from Pnimi Sakele, not to me. I'm sorry, you want to say something, lady? Anybody else have any comments? So,
does that answer the contradiction?
Yes, now we resolve the contradiction. There are two steps. When a Jew is born, he better get some Torah. Because without Torah, A, he's not going to know what the Eibishter is. B, he's not going to know what Torah is. C, he's not going to know what he is. Because the Jew may be a shtick Eibishter, but he has no idea that that's true. He doesn't feel it. He doesn't experience Eibishter. He experiences, like my Rosh Hashiva is saying, Ichpatiyot. He experiences himself. He experiences his ego. He doesn't experience Eibishter. He doesn't even experience Eibishter within him. A Yid has to have Torah. Torah enlightens the life of a Jew. Torah oyer. A Yid has no Torah. He's a chmon and son separate from the Eibishter. So the first thing that has to happen is Torah has to shine to the light of a Jew. He has to study Torah, has to find out about Hashem, has to find out about Torah mitzvahs, has to experience it. And you know what else? He has to learn in Torah what an Hashem is. So first, a Yid needs Torah. That's the pshat in the Zohar. Klas Kishin, Miskashran, Dabada, there are three knots tied to one another. Yisrael, Miskashrinu, Be'eraisen. Yid never attached to Torah, Ve'eraisen, Be'kut Shebrichu. And through Torah, Yid attached to Eibishter. That's step number one. Without the light of Torah, Jew is in the dark. But then the roles reverse. A Yid starts to learn Torah, and he learns more Torah, more Torah, more Torah. Through the Torah, he finds out what a Yid is. And ultimately, through the Torah, he gets in touch with his neshama. When a Yid, through Torah, gets in touch with his neshama, he has something that Torah doesn't have. And the roles are reversed. Instead of Torah teaching a Yid what a Yid is, a Yid gives Torah the neshama. A Yid gives Torah the essence. A Yid adds to Torah the dimension of Atzmus. And that's the pshat in the Sefer HaBoyah that I quoted. That David can't get Torah to the Eibishter. David can't get Torah to the Eibishter. That's not true. Torah can't get David to the Eibishter. And of course the answer is, step number one, the Torah connects a Yid to the Eibishter. The light of Torah reveals to the Jew what God is, what Judaism is, and what a Jew is. Step number two, once the Jew knows what God is, and what Judaism is, and what a Jew is, the Jew now gives something to Torah Torah doesn't have. Because the Shedesh of Neshamas Yisrael is higher than the Shedesh of Torah. A Yid is more Shesh and Atzmos. It's what they call a symbiosis. It's symbiotic. Symbiotic means they share. Each one helps the other. Torah reveals to a Jew the lights of the Eibishter. Once the Jew experiences that light, the Jew now gives to Torah the essence of the Eibishter. Huh? Right. It's right. Huh? How do you see it? The first part is obvious. How a Yid finds out what a Jew is through Torah is very obvious, yeah. But where do you see a Jew giving back something to the Torah? In general, this is the idea of Torah Shebal Peh. And you all know that Torah Shebal Peh is higher in its root than Torah Shebiksav. And the whole notion of us giving back to the Torah, or being Mechadish Chedushim in Torah, which is what the idea of Torah Shebal Peh is that after we study Torah, we give to the Torah something which is even higher than the Torah itself. The classic marshal for this is the mitzvahs that have to do with Mesiras Nefesh. Chanukah and Purim are both Yomim Tovim. But they're not plain Yomim Tovim. They're Yomim Tovim that celebrate Mesiras Nefesh. Irrational, super-rational connectedness to the Eibishter. And I've observed many times, I've told you the story of Kamap Yomim. Last year I told this to you at the beginning of the Chanukah Maimon. That both in the case of Purim, and especially in the case of Chanukah, Yidden went to Mesiras Nefesh, and if they had gone to a Rav and told the Rav, are we allowed to do this, the Rav would have told them no. There are different categories of Mesiras Nefesh. The lowest category of Mesiras Nefesh is the classic one, Yehudik Val Yavin. A guy comes to a Jew and says, kill, worship idols, or commit adultery, or Yidden Mechur to Mesiras Nefesh. In the Rebbe's Siches and the Rebbe's famous Ha'ara in Tavshin Tes and the Maimor in front of the Maimer, the Kibbutz Hilchos Tavshin Yiraf, the Rebbe talks about it. What a Yid is Meisa Nefesh, not to kill, or to worship idols, or to commit adultery, the way the Rebbe explained it philosophically, that's not Mesiras Nefesh. That's fulfilling the mitzvah of Leitirtach and Leitinaf and the Nala worship idols. You fulfill the mitzvah till the point of Mesiras Nefesh. It's a prat in the mitzvah of don't kill, if you're even supposed to die not to kill. It's a prat in the mitzvah of Leitinaf. Don't commit adultery, a prat, that mitzvah is, even if you have to die, that's good for. What's Mesiras Nefesh? It is a higher level altogether. And in the Rebbe's teaching, this is Midrabala. This state in the middle of Rebbe's Chassidus, it's a ganze shtun, and the Rebbe has an artist. In Tavshin Tes, the famous artist from the Rebbe, it says in Chassidus, that Kiddush Hashem is Midrabon, not Midraisa. Mesiras Nefesh, Kiddush Hashem is Midrabon, Midraisa. So the Rebbe says, it's a Hepach HaMetzias. V'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, t'warna t'ayad mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to say, Deiraisa, Mekad Hashem Shemayim Barabba. So in Tavshin Tes, my mother for the Fidikah has a long footnote. If you're interested, I can show it to you. where the Rebbe explains there's two levels of Maseiras Nefesh. The level of Maseiras Nefesh is what I just mentioned, the Hariva Yavim. There's a higher level of Maseiras Nefesh, which is Midrabanan. What is that? Kiddush Hashem. What's the difference between Kiddush Hashem and the first level of Maseiras Nefesh? The first level of Maseiras Nefesh is you're doing a mitzvah to the point of death. The second level of Maseiras Nefesh, you're giving your life to sanctify God's name. So first of all, V'nikdashti is v'sayich b'nei Yisrael. This level of Maseiras Nefesh. This is why you shouldn't lay when you write. Give me my pen. I'm waking you because you want me to. This level of Maseiras Nefesh is only, has especially a din, barabim, when you have 10 Jews together, right? V'sayich b'nei Yisrael. When you have 10 Jews together, even chil Hashem, then you have a chiyum kabbashim b'mayim barabim. And the rules of this Maseiras Nefesh are altogether different. If a guy comes to you and says that it is a Jewish custom, this state in the Gemara, it is a Jewish custom to wear black shoelaces, and it is the Goyish custom to wear red shoelaces, and since red has some kind of a symbolism which was Goyish, I command you either you wear red shoelaces or I'll kill you, and the guy says, I'm doing this to violate the Jewish tradition, you mechuyev to be meisa nefesh kiddush Hashem, not to wear red shoelaces. That's the extent to which Maseiras Nefesh goes. Because this Maseiras Nefesh is what you call Maseiras Nefesh on principle. You're giving your life to make a point. The point is, the Goy is going to tell you, I don't want you to do this because I hate Yiddishkeit. You be mechoyim to be Maseiras Nefesh. Al kiddush Hashem barabim for kutzich ha'yud, for everything. So this idea that there's only three mitzvahs which you're allowed to give your life for. And when it comes to the rest of the mitzvahs, you say, v'chai b'hem, yaver v'al yehorim. A person should do the Aveda, not die, is only when we're talking about Maseiras Nefesh Stam. Where the guy is asking you, do an Aveda, let the Yavin, he wants something from it, whatever it is. But if the guy is doing it as a lahaches, he wants to violate Yiddishkeit, you mechuyev to be Maseiras Nefesh, and this is called not Maseiras Nefesh, it's called Maseiras Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem barabim for every Manush of Yiddishkeit. This is how I believe the Rebbe explains it in the Ha'arin Tavshin Tess. I'll show it to you inside, we should verify it one more time.
Also,
that's exactly the reason, wait. But then there's a third level of Maseiras Nefesh. What's the third level of Maseiras Nefesh? You ran away from Jerusalem because the Greeks occupied the Beis HaMikdash. And you're hiding in the hills of Medin. And you're doing mitzvahs. You're mechoyer to do mitzvahs. Now, this chiv to do mitzvahs is very risky because you know the Greeks are looking for you, they're going to come and catch and kill you. But you're mechoyev to do it, why? Because of Ankes and the Masana, the Greeks were trying to be mechal Shem Shamayim, you have a chiv to mechal Shem Shamayim. What about you getting together your army of 12 men and sticks and spears and going to fight the largest army in the world? To go engage them in guerrilla warfare. Go find the Greeks and kill them. Are you now, if 12 people, like Rashi says, you'd beis b'nei chashminoi v'eliezer, but whatever they were, certainly the Hashmonaim were a lot less than the Greeks. They were less armed than the Greeks. They were less trained than the Greeks. They had much... They were not... I mean, the Greeks were the largest army in the world. And the Jews were a handful of nutjobs. Mshagoyim. They went to fight with the Yavanim. That's a different story already. That's not dying to do an Aveda. That's going to war where you know you can't win. Are you allowed to do that? This is already a third category. They went to look for the Yavanim. They didn't want the Yavanim to come to them. Yevanim kantein b'choy to meis nefesh kiddush Hashem. Category number two. When the story of Hanukkah happened, and you have a similar thing by Purim, not Mamash, but similar. The Yidden got together. They said, "We're going to go fight for what? To die? Shuganer? What are you going to die? Let him come. Let him find you. It will take a few more days. It's lev nachaparim. It's nachaparim." No, they went to fight a war to their death on principle, to show the Greeks, "You're going to be machal l'kiddush. Someone's going to object." This third level of Maseiras Nefesh is not Midereise, and it's not Midrabanan. It doesn't say in the Torah, you're not allowed to do it. You're not, if they would come to a Rav and say, are we allowed to do this? The answer is, of course not. That's suicide. You're allowed to commit suicide. Suicide doesn't only mean when you take your own life. Suicide means when you get somebody to take your life for you, it's also suicide. The Chashminoim didn't go to a Rav. They went to war, and the Eibishter made one of the greatest nissen that the world ever saw. Rabban b'yad miyatim, and tvein b'yad tehedim, rishoyim b'yad tzadikim, and zeidim b'yad eskei sedesam. And they threw the Greeks out of the Beis HaMikdash, and eventually they threw them out of Eretz Yisrael completely, and so on. The rest is history. And then they wanted to make a Yom Tov. So the Chashminoim, who were Koyanim, came to the Sanhedrin to the Bali Azugah sisters, to the Nesiim, it's mentioned in Pirkei Avos. And he said, let's make a Yom Tov. And the Chazit told him, you crazy? You should make a Yom Tov because you did Avedis. You went on a suicide mission, which you're not allowed to do. So the Chashmirem said, but look at the nest the Eibishter made. So the start of Avikuach, now I'm embellishing, right? When you add to the Gemara, that's poison, you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara simply says it took him a whole year to decide it was a Yom Tov. L'shana acheres kolom. Took him a whole year to decide the Chanukah should be a Yom Tov. What took him so long? Why did they decide right away? The simple answer to the question is because it wasn't so poshut. The Eibishter makes a nest, and a few Jews defeat the greatest army in the world. It's not so poshut, it's a Yom Tov. The answer is no. Why? They had no right apitayta to do this. So where did this come from? So you have Kama Sikha from the Rebbe. And by the way, if anybody wants to read about it, take out a Sefer Achinuch on the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem, and the Sefer Achinuch discusses it. He says that there are times that a Yid like Rabbi Akiva, a Rebbe, you know, the Friedrich Rebbe B'deiri, Matisyahu, and then his children, Shimon HaTzadik, and so on, B'deiro, say that now is a time for no cheshbonus, not even cheshbonus of Torah and mitzvahs and halacha. Now the time for Mesiris Nefesh. And when the Yidden went on the Mesiris Nefesh, the time of Hanukkah, they violated Torah. But this was the Ratzon Elyon. The Eibishter expected. The Eibishter wanted that the Neshama of a Yid should say, Torah says no, and I say yes. And the Yid is right. Why? Because Mesiris Nefesh is higher than Torah. Where does the power of Mesiris Nefesh come from? Not from Torah. From a Yid. This is why Hanukkah and Purim are Derabbanan. Hanukkah and Purim are rabbinic mitzvahs. And not biblical mitzvahs. Why? They don't belong in the Torah. One of the elementary rules of Torah is that it is wisdom. I told it to you before. What are the two things you know about Torah? It's Hashem's light, Hashem's wisdom. Logically, there are things worth dying for, yes. But not everything. We say it pays to die, not to kill another person, I understand. But for red shoelaces, you're going to die. For bris milah, you're going to die. The Eibishter says, V'chai b'hem, chalei lo lo Shabbos achar. Kadesh yishma Shabbos es harbei. The Torah says you're supposed to live. Are you doing an Aveda? You'll do tshuva later. You'll do many mitzvahs to compensate for the Aveda you do. You desecrated this Shabbos so you can keep another 1,000 Shabbos. Or whatever. So when Yidden went to Mesiris Nefesh, in the story of Hanukkah, they were going against the Torah, and Torah says this is Emes. Why? Because the Yid is higher than Torah. The Mesiris Nefesh of Yid preceded even the Torah itself. And this is what you just mentioned, that the Chazal tell us, that there's going to be a period, Lasad Lavi, when all the mitzvahs are going to be nullified except for Hanukkah and Purim. Why? Because the mitzvahs reflect the Eibishter's wisdom and the Eibishter's light, Teda. When Mashiach comes, there's going to be a revelation of light where the whole Teda is going to be obscured by the light of Mashiach itself. But Chanukah and Purim will always remain special, because Chanukah and Purim are not the light, they're the essence, they're the Neshama Yisrael. So let's go back to the point. The first stage is, who asked me the question, where do you see it? Oh, du bist noch wach, yeah. The first stage is that Yidden get from the Teda, without the Teda you wouldn't know what it means to be a Jew, you wouldn't be Jewish and so on. Once the Torah brings light into the life of a Yid gives something to Torah which is higher than Torah itself. And essentially it's the Inyan HaMaseiros Nefesh. And more brought down is the whole idea of Torah Shebaal Peh. The whole idea of the Chachamim sitting on being Maseiros Nefesh for Torah, to be Mechadesh Chidush, and to be Mechavan Lamitosa Shol Torah, and so on and so forth, is an Inyan which comes from the Shomit Yisrael which is higher than Torah. And before I let you ask your question, I'm just going to add this little detail. You guys have not yet learned Samachov. But I bless you from the bottom of my heart that you should learn Samach Vov. And there is only one way to learn Samach Vov. From the beginning until the end. If you don't learn Samach Vov in the end, you haven't started Samach Vov. And my objection is well known. Starting Hamsheichem in the middle so you can learn a few Maimorim of a scholar, that's Nitchesidus. This is Yeshus and Metzius. And if you're Zeicha to learn the Samach Vov from the beginning to the end, you will discover what the Samach Vov is about. And if you can learn Achaydish and Dutton, Kalashen Allah, you're going to have no idea what Samach Vav is about. Samach Vav is about Torah and Neshama Yisrael. That's what it's about. The relationship between Torah and Yidden. And who gives what to whom. And one of the most involved discussions in the Samach Vav are different types of Jews. And he divides Yidden up into three categories, essentially. The first category is Eved. The second category is Ben. And there's more details to this, which I'm not getting into. And the third category, which is the end of the Samach Vav, the part that no one ever gets to, is Ben Shenase Eved. Eved, a slave, everybody knows what that means. Ben, a child, everyone knows what that means too. Ben Shenasa Eved is a weird concept. The difference itself, Eved goes in the lowest neshamas, and then avoid is in mitzvahs and in Kabbalah sale. So it says in Chassidus, a Eved who serves Hashem Kabbalah sale reaches Atzmus, but he doesn't feel Atzmus because he's a slave. He doesn't have any kingdom for the light. So he has the essence and he has no light. A Ben, a child, goes in the neshamas of Atzilus. They experience glorious lights of Hashem, but because they experience the lights of Hashem, they don't have the mile of Kabbalah sale. They don't reach Atzmus. But then you have the perfect specimen. A neshama of Atzilus, Ben, who experienced all the lights of the Eibishter, who has acquired the Maila of Eved. How does the neshama of Atzilus acquire the Maila of Eved? How? If he tries to interpret and mechavin lamitasa shalteira. When the Tanoim and the Amerayim were moisin nefesh to figure out how to extract from the Chumash the halachas, which we find in the Mishnah, and then later they're explained in the Gemara, right? The Mishnah tells us the halachas. The Gemara tells us the source of the halachas. And you can see the Matanish, the Mesidah, the Chachamim sat for thousands of hours over the course of I don't know how many generations, trying to figure out from the obscure language of the Torah how you're supposed to do a mitzvah. And they argued about it and cursed one another and treated each other with tremendous, tremendous vehemence and power. And what was the end? We have Torah Shebaal Peh. So it says in Chassidus, this Mesidah Nefesh that they had, Mechavan Lamitas HaShol Torah, makes them a Ben, Shanas Eved. They have the Maila of Atzmus Begilim. Or if I may add, the Losh Nechsidus in Samavavi, there's different levels of learning Torah. Usually when you learn Torah, you enjoy it. There's one arena where you learn Torah and you can't stand the fact that you're learning it. And what is that? Besides for Yeshiva Bach. And that is, because that's an under problem, when you have to pass Kina Shaila. Someone comes to you and says, tell me, what am I supposed to do? You wish they would ask somebody else. The last thing you want to do is pass. Theoretical Torah, I'm a chayah. When you're going to pass Kina Shaila, that Hapsak Din is going to affect that person's life in a real way. And it could be negated to him, his children, and his grandchildren, I'd say, Kol HaDeidus. And you are the what stands between that person and an Aveda. And Kecha De'ateira Odif. Your job is not to say you're not allowed. Your job as a Rav is to say you are allowed. The last thing you want to do is to be in that position. So you go into your office, you take out all the holy books, you start looking, and there's no Gishmak, there's only fear. There's only apprehension. So it says in Chassidus, here you're having a Gishmak, and it's Kabbalah Seil. Bench and ask Eved, you're a child, you're experiencing the lights of Torah, but your demeanor, your approach is one of Kabbalah, of fear. You wish you didn't have it. And this is an alternative to the Mesiras Nefesh. In this Maimed, the Rebbe says, Yidin add to Teda. By the way, everything I told you is written here. It's just nowhere to find it. Right? If you look on page Yud Gimel, it says, V'lachein yesh b'nei shamit yisrael l'kech limse nefesh, de'inyin ha-Mesiras Nefesh, u'lamayla mitam v'das, u'lamayla min ha-chochma. In other words, higher than Teda. What I told you is not about Mesiras Nefesh, Yisrael Kunyin is written inside. But this other Nekudah that I'm adding, that Yidin add to the Teda, the halachas of Teda Shebaal Peh. And when they add to the Teh, they're reaching Atzmus higher than Giluyim, and then a Yid who's in a high level has the Maila of Kabbalah Seil also, is another Inya, another arena, another place where you see how Yidin gives something back to the Teh. So now all of our questions are answered. Neshama Yisrael are higher than Teh, like I said in Tanakh, yo, no question about it. But the Maila of Neshama Yisrael is hidden, therefore, you have the Zoya, that only through the Teh does the Yid find out what the Eibishter is, what Teh is, and what a Yid is. But afterwards, a Yid gives back to the Teda the Inyan of Atzmus, Davada and Mekasha, the Teda Shemaila, Ima Kadosh Baruch. Any questions or comments? And by the way, what I just told you was written on Yud Gimel, on Yud Dalet, on Tezvav, until the bottom of Tezayin, or actually till the middle of Tezvav. The rest of it is about Vistach. When you do that, then you have Atzmus. Any questions? And by the way, if you want to read about this some more, this is in a lot of places. If you see this, but in Toldos, Tafshin Nun Beis, Sefer HaSichas, Tafshin Beis Chelek Aleph, there's a whole Sikh where the Rebbe addresses this, and there's some very beautiful Ha'aris over there where he talks about how come this Medish Punktus Mel Yohan Novi, who was also a Malach, and so on. Go ahead, Abitra.
You said that Moshiach comes to earth as going to overpower the terror or something like that, that's why he
can't take. The light of Moshiach will be equal to the light of specific mitzvahs, and therefore, you're going to do the mitzvah, you're not going to experience anything special.
What does it mean that when Mashiach comes, the only thing that will celebrate
Oh, so according to Hasidus, we'll celebrate all the Yom Tovim. But the only Yom Tov that will actually be special is Chanukah.
Because they're from Avodah
Zarah. Right. You got enough of it? You tried very hard. Okay, there's a tape. That's what the tapes are for. Besides for his mother. Because as a result of the story of Chanukah, Yidden were mechadish a chiddush in Torah, a whole new dimension. They changed the Torah. After, in other words, the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the celebration that Yidden added a new inyan to Yiddishkeit, which Yiddishkeit, as Hashem gave it to us, does not entail, and now it does. But according to halacha, if you ask, you're not allowed. But if you don't ask and your neshama says to do it, then it is a lot that it's encouraged. There are many stories. If you know the stories of the Maranos, the way the Friedrich Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe used to sit by Fabrengen and talk to his chassidim and tell him like this: you have little kids, you haven't sent them to school yet. Now the government, the KGB, is coming to your house. They want to know why your kids are not going to school, and they're warning you: if you don't send your children to school, they're going to take your children away from you. They're going to put them into one of those reform houses, a house of kfira on the lowest level. They're going to put you and your wife in jail for 10 years. Who knows if you come back alive? And your kids are going to become goyim anyway. So the non-people, the people who are not Mekushim Friedrich Rebbe, said, we have no choice. They sent their kids to the goyish school. And at night, they would sit there and try to deprogram them for days. The Friedrich Rebbe said, don't send your kids to the goyish school.